It's the question that's on everybody's lips. Is our Prime Minister, John Key, really an alien shape-shifting reptile, ushering humanity towards enslavement and the harvesting of babies to feed our malign masters? Last week it came to light that Shane Warbroke had decided to file an official information request about whether there was any evidence that John Key, our Prime Minister, is indeed a shape-shifting alien of the David Icahn mould. And so the Office of the Prime Minister responded to the OIA request by saying,
"Dear Mr. Warbroke, I refer to your email correspondence on the 7th of January 2014, and under which the Official Information Act you requested any evidence to disprove the theory that Mr. John Key is in fact a David Icke-style shape-shifting reptilian alien ushering humanity towards enslavement. I can confirm that no official information specific to your request has been identified. Accordingly, your request is formally denied under Section 18A of the Official Information Act, that the document alleged to contain the information requested does not exist or cannot be found."
Hmm, that's not quite a denial, is it? That seems to indicate that maybe there's something to this particular claim that our Prime Minister is in fact an alien shape-shifting reptile. Now, whatever you think of our Prime Minister, whether you think he's a sock puppet or indeed the head of the global Illuminati trying to enslave humanity, he is a clever man, or at least he gives the impression of being a clever man. Upon being presented with these accusations by 3 News, he actually made the following rather interesting statement.
"To the best of my knowledge, no. I've taken the unusual step of not only seeing a doctor but a vet, and both have confirmed I'm not a reptile. I've never been in a spaceship, neither been in outer space, and my tongue is not overly long either."
Now, I suspect actually it's not true that the Prime Minister has seen both a doctor and a vet. But it does show he has a certain sense of humour, and this is to be lauded when it comes to a person like John Key. But of course, it's still the case that by denying he's an alien shape-shifting reptile, people are still going to be going, well, maybe. Now, of course, actually talking about alien shape-shifting reptiles takes us back to a perennial favourite for Conspiracy Corner, the theories of David Icke. David Icke is a former footballer, now turned ufologist, alien lizard specialist, and crystal healer, who wanders around the world talking about the notion that we live in a prison planet, whereby alien shape-shifting reptiles from another dimension are imposing upon us a reality that makes us think that we're enslaved, when actually we could be free if only we thought about the world in a particular way and realised that political power rests in us all individually rather than in our elected parliaments, our senates, our congresses, our assemblies and such like. David Icke is essentially a conspiracy theorist about the political realm, where he places all of the blame as to what goes wrong in the political realm, i.e. what's wrong with our politicians, our aristocrats and our nobility, by claiming that these particular power elites are actually hybrids or descendants of an alien species who are in trying to enslave us and deny us, the common people, the ability to live the good life. David Icke is quite popular. He's written an awful lot of books, and he does speaking tours all around the world. I've spoken in the past in Conspiracy Corner about how I attended a 9-hour talk he gave in Auckland several years ago. 9 hours of David Icke explaining his particular thesis that the moon is in fact a hollow object orbiting around the Earth, receiving messages from Jupiter to instill the prison planet over all of us. And the notion that our little country is under the control of the reptiles is not to be taken lightly. Many people accept the David Icke thesis and blame the problems in the political realm on entities that we cannot control or have any power over, i.e. alien shape-shifting reptiles from another dimension who feast upon our blood, eat our children, and make us think that climate change is occurring when, if we were to look at the world in the right way, we'd realise we live in a utopic paradise. I realise saying utopic paradise sounds a bit tautological, but I really want to stress the kind of emotional weight that David Icke's views have for a great deal of the population. David Icke basically believes that we live in a prison planet, a system of control whereby we are watched and audited at every particular moment by the people who control us. And this actually quite nicely brings us back to John Key, Because the other big notion of conspiracy floating about this week is, how does the Prime Minister know about Russell Norman's visits of Kim.com and Winston Peters visiting Kim.com? John Banks, the last politician to get into a major furore with Kim.com, in a rare display of humour, was able to say,
There's something about visiting Kim.com out at the Cooksville Crisco Mansion that causes people's memories to fade.
And this is actually quite interesting. John Key is, of course, famous for his memory fades. He doesn't seem to remember exactly which way he viewed what was going on during the Springbok tour. He seems to forget particular things when they become important for debate, and yet, strangely enough, is able to actually make the claim that he definitely knows he's not an alien shape-shifting reptile, which seems like an unusual moment of clarity for our PM. But he does know that Russell Norman, leader of the Greens, and Winston Peters, leader of New Zealand First, have been visiting Kim.com. Kim.com, for those of you who don't know or have been living under a bridge or don't engage in large amounts of TV or movie piracy, was the person who was taken to be responsible and the architect behind Mega Upload, the file sharing service that was shut down by America quite a while ago, and is now in New Zealand fighting extradition to the US. Kim.com's trial, or at least the extradition process, which is leading up towards a trial in the US, has been dogged by the fact that the GCSB has been alleged and pretty much shown to have acted in a malign, if not illegal, fashion. And so when it comes to John Key knowing about the comings and goings of political leaders of this country, when it comes to Kim.com, looks ever so slightly suspicious. People like Chris Trotter, for example, are making the claim that it seems prima facie obvious that John Key knows about the coming and going of both Russell Norman and Winston Peters, not because a journalist told him, but because the spy agencies, either the SIS or the GCSB, have been feeding the Prime Minister information. The theory being that we know the GCSB has acted in a malign fashion in the past. They have a vested interest in making Kim.com be seen as a nuisance to society, and thus they're feeding the Prime Minister lines. Now, if we take it that the Prime Minister is at least someone who resembles having intelligence, it's going to be fairly clear that the Prime Minister wouldn't be that stupid to be taking information fed to him by the spy agency in the hope that it tarnishes the reputation of Kim.com, Russell Norman, and Winston Peters. Because if it came out that the GCSB was feeding him information, the Prime Minister would look particularly stupid. So either we think we've got a very stupid Prime Minister, and there are certainly people who would happily endorse that particular view, or we think that the Prime Minister is very clever and thus not the kind of person who would admit in any way, shape or form information given to him by the GCSB about Kim.com in case it all went disastrously wrong. It seems like the simplest and most plausible explanation here is that loose lips run tight ships. That makes no sense. Let's try that again. Tight ships run loose lips. No, that makes no sense either. What I'm trying to say is that when you live in a large mansion filled with staff, bodyguards, and other attendant personnel, people are liable to talk. And journalists are trained to sniff out people who are liable to talk, and probably have found people amongst Kim.com's retinue who are willing to admit to things like political leaders coming to visit her. It seems like the most plausible story here is not a conspiracy, but a cock-up in the constitution of the Kim.com household. It's just to say I don't think the Prime Minister is that stupid to be engaging in a large-scale conspiracy by the GCSB. In the same respect, I don't think the Prime Minister is an example of an alien shape-shifting reptile. He may be reptilian, but that's got nothing to do with foreign DNA or interdimensional entities. It's just because that's the kind of politician he is. Thank the gods. It's an election year.